kings of the prairie, we kings of all treasures buried, and all you hear are the rusted breezes.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Great to have you here. It's been a full show today. We're following along, of course, the Premier's meeting today with Prime Minister Mark Carney. That meeting is going on in Saskatoon. We've got our news team following along, and we'll be bringing up-to-date information through our newscast. And don't forget, we have Premier Scott Moe on the show tomorrow morning at 8:30, and we will get right from the Premier how the meetings went and his expectations for next steps. Also, the wildfire story, we continue to fall. We have reporters who continue to follow this. We have recently heard a mandatory general evacuation has come out for the community of Sucker River. So arrangements are being made now for that community in terms of what that evacuation will look like. The community of LaRonche and Stanley Mission on standby notice. The fire is now about 16 kilometers away from LaRonche. So as a result, they are on standby notice. No mandatory evacuation there yet, but we continue to follow that along very, very closely. Well, one thing that I love about our program is we get to celebrate and highlight some great family businesses, success stories with deep roots in our province. And Johnston's Grain was founded in 1986 by President Alan Johnson. It began as a humble one-man operation and has grown over three decades to include offices in both Saskatchewan and Alberta. They've got all kinds of different ways in which they are helping people in farming and agriculture in our province. And I'm happy to have Alan Johnston joining us this morning, who is a buyer, part owner, and former president of Johnston's Grain from the original location where it all started, the OG in Welwyn, Saskatchewan. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, Evan. First of all, I'd like to thank you for doing this interview. I think your program is great.
Well, good stuff. Well, I appreciate having you. I'm going to introduce the other two members of your team that we've got, because we've got Joel Murkowski, who is president of the Calgary office team at Johnston's Grain. Joel, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Evan.
And Michael Lawner, who is in Johnston's generative division in, I believe you're in Edmonton. Am I right there, Michael?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm coming to you from the, hopefully the city of soon-to-be Stanley Cup champs.
I was going to say, the city of champs, that's right. Alan, yeah. Let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Johnston's Grain, a one-person operation to a company now that has obviously grown. How did you start out? What was your vision?
Well, first of all, I've been downgraded. Joel is now the president of the company. I'm just working. I'm 75 years old. I should be retired, but I love what we do here. And I like watching Joel and my son Chevy and Michael helped this company proceed. It's just unbelievable what's happening. Now, I did, like you say, I farmed for pretty near 20 years, and then I rented my land to my neighbor. He still rents it to this day. And I started this marketing of grain because I found out when I was farming, there was other things we could do to market. And also, I wanted to find cheaper input costs. So I started doing that, ended up with one company, and then 18, and then 20, and long story short, it just kept expanding. It did a lot of trade shows, Regina, Saskatoon, Alberta, Saskatchewan, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And this thing is just growing into where it is today with, I think, 30-plus employees. I forget how many now.
Well, Alan, if there's one thing I know about farmers, and this is from my family experience, you never retire. Farmers don't retire. My grandfather was well into his 90s, still in the grain truck at harvest time. So 75, you're young yet, Alan. You've got nothing to worry about. Yeah.
Well, I ended up in the hospital a year and a half ago for about 6 months. So when I got out and could come back to work, I was very happy.
Well, it's great having you on the program, and proud of the company that you have built here with Johnston's Grain. Joel, let's talk a little bit about the company as it sits today. We heard about its humble roots. What does the organization do? I was on your website, multiple branches within the company. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah. So the original branch of the company is still functioning and one of our favorite parts of our company and drives most of our business, and that's our grain brokerage firm. So if you're a farmer and you've got grain on your farm, you're looking to get it to market, you give us a call, you list that product with us, we'll go out to our team of buyers and we'll get you a grain price, come back to you, give you the bid. If the bid's better than you can do on your own, you sell it through us. And we take a small commission from the buy side, so the farmers never receive a commission invoice from Johnson's Grain. On top of that, business, we've just amassed a huge client base. So we sit around now and start thinking about ways that we can help them to lower costs or increase the value of what they're growing. And one of the next steps we took after the grain brokerage is getting into crop inputs. So we now deliver post-patent crop chemical to the farm at far lower prices than these guys can get from many of the branded options, and that's been a successful business for us as well. And then our most recent foray here has been in regenerative agriculture. This is a buzzword around the industry. This is one of the reasons why I know Michael Lawner, who's also on the call. And that company just essentially has a focus on soil health, and generally focusing on soil health is going to lead to better outcomes in food quality and farm profitability is what we're finding. So that's the next niche that we're looking to tackle here.
Joel Murkowski, president, joining us today, Johnson's Grain. We've also got Alan Johnston, who is the original, the OG, former president, but he was the one that had the vision, started the company up. Michael Lawner, I want to bring you in. Let's talk about the regenerative division of your company and what some of the work that you're doing now is.
Yeah, well, Johnson's Regenerative, the newly formed division from Johnson's Grain, we really take a biology-first approach to help support farms. And really, regenerative agriculture sometimes is a term used that's a little vague and sometimes overused, but that's exactly why we focus on science-backed tools, independent data, and field-proven results. So it's not just marketing hype. We really can back, what it is that we're doing out there. And that's through key strategic partners with groups like Analita Soil Solutions. They bring to the table some biological inputs derived from worm castings, essentially worm poop, and that's nature's best plant food. You can't beat what Mother Nature's provided us. And we've also teamed up with Cropland Analytics with Dr. Carthy. He's a doctor in applied microbiology and plant sciences. To help by looking at full spectrum soil analysis and tissue sampling to really get good insight and a lens into what's happening in the farmer's soil to give them strong recommendations on how to look at their fertility, what types of inputs to utilize to really drive their overall input and yields while reducing their fertility. So essentially doing more with less with natural products is really, and we're really making a big difference out there.
You know, we talked a lot on this program about agriculture and about how people in the ag industry are price takers. They don't get to be price setters. And so anytime you see increases or things that affect the input cost of putting the crop in the ground, it can be really challenging. I'm curious, Joel, just what you have seen over the last little while, particularly with some of the geopolitical challenges with trade and tariffs, how that's impacting your clients, your customers.
Well, on the input side of things, I haven't noticed as much of an impact. And remember that we don't deal as much in fertilizers. We're dealing in mostly in in-crop products, chemistries, and biologicals. So I'm not sure on the fertilizer side of things how that's affecting the market. But we've seen more of an impact on the export side of trade.
Right.
So as you well know, there was some pretty large protectionist policies put in China on canola oil and green peas, peas in general. And that's been affecting our market. There's no doubt about that. But on the input side of things, we do import a lot of agricultural products just like everybody else from abroad. And we haven't felt a very large impact of protectionist policies on that market, luckily. So that seems to be safe for now.
That's positive. Alan, has the company grown beyond your original expectations? Obviously, you've been there all along, but what you envisioned originally, where it is today, just give me your thoughts.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think it would get this big and have so many people involved in it. And I mean good people, like Michael and Joel there. They've just grown this company. And people, the farmers appreciate it too, because they see we're trying to get them the best deal, whether they're buying or selling. And we happen to be doing that. So it just brings back clients over and over and over again. So I can't say enough about it. I can't believe it's grown to where it is. And it's just because we have such good staff working for us and good management, like Joel and my son, Chevy Johnson. he's the CEO in Calgary. He couldn't be on the program today, but he came back from school. He went to Oxford, England, got his master's degree, and he's back here working with us and Joel in Calgary running things. So What more can I say? I just love it.
I think so much of it, too, is that that humble inception. I think about Alan, you as a farmer, as a producer, you understood the challenges. You understand the nuances of it. And I think that can be the great foundation and building blocks for understanding the needs of clients and a great foundation to get this company going. Again, we're chatting with Alan Johnston, Joel Murkowski, and Michael Lawner, all working with the company called Johnston's Grain, which the website is quite impressive, the amount of work that you do in the ag sector. Is there always room, and maybe this is a good one for Michael, for increased and enhanced productivity? That's something that we talk about a lot, and I would suggest what you're doing, the work you're doing with people helping in terms of regeneration in the soil, that's where there's room for a productivity increase.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say as a broad scale average, we're helping farmers reduce their conventional fertility about 25% in year one. And on average, they'll see anywhere from a 15 to 20% increase in their yield and productivity. And so overall, it's all about the ROI and not driving overall costs up for these farmers, but help them to really, you know, focus on soil based fertility and the health overall, and that really the outcome results in a stronger crop with less inputs. And so it's really, we've got the data, the third party data. The products have been utilized in the market for over 7 years now, and it's really just starting to garner some serious traction.
Joel, in the time you've been with the company, what are lessons that you've learned that are impactful for the growth of the company?
That's a good question. I guess don't bite off more than you can chew is probably a bigger one, and we're trying to walk that line all the time. We got a real focus on growth, but at the same time, you kind of got to stick to what you know or bring in the right people to help you grow in that direction. That's been the most important thing probably for me that I've learned over my time here.
Remind me the website again.
Johnstonsgrain.com.
Nice and easy. Johnstonsgrain.com. And you can find out all of the incredible offerings that they have. This is a proud Saskatchewan company that was born and raised here in Welwyn, Saskatchewan, a number of years ago, and now is continuing to grow prairie-wide and do some great things in the ag sector. Michael, Joel, Alan, I appreciate you all joining me today. Thanks so much for making some time for us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much. Thank you very much.
And again, if you want to check it out online, it's Johnston's Grain. And that's, by the way, that's spelt with a T. So it's Johnstons Grain, johnstonsgrain.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.